Welcome to episode 12 of Interviewing the Actual Author. Today we will talk to Sir Solomon Northup about his book 12 Years a Slave, which he published in 1853. Solomon lived a happy life with his family in New York as a free man, but then he was kidnapped in 1841 and held captive for 12 years. He then was rescued by a friend, Henry Northup, and brought back to his family. The same year he was rescued, 1853, he published his book, 12 Years a Slave, talking about his journey in very specific detail. Now, we are going to talk to Solomon Northup directly about his representation of the American history, his journey, and what he thinks about the movie, 12 Years a Slave. I welcome you, Solomon, and thank you for participating.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, with no further ado, let's dive right into it. Question number one. What was the main message you tried to bring across with your book?
That is a very good question. When I think back, the most intense moment must have been my rescue. I almost lost all of the hope I had, and I was about to forget who I actually was, my personality, but then it came all back at once. Regarding that, the most important thing besides the American history that I wanted to bring across was never give up, and certainly never forget who you are and where you came from.
Wow, I think that's important too. Never lose hope and always know who you are. Could you elaborate on the other important thing you mentioned, the American history?
Yeah, for sure. So, when I say American history, I talk about primary source information in relation to the US that is distributed specifically, in detail, and directly. Obviously, I have lived through what I've told in my book, and I felt and still feel like it is my duty to talk about my experience. There are so many black people in America that have experienced the same. In America, the first democratic country in this world, democratic only to those who are white and rich. See, that is the problem. We claim to have a democracy, equality, and a working system, but this system doesn't work out for everyone. That is what I was trying to tell the reader. I gave the reader the valuable opportunity to see their world through a different perspective, and I knew they wouldn't like it. Indeed, they wouldn't. Who would, right? Yes, who would like to go through what you've gone through? No one. I read your book, of course, and I noticed that you've been extraordinarily specific. Does this have anything to do with the American history that you've talked about, or rather, is it important to you to be this precise? Yes, 100%. It was very important to me to use as many details and to be as concrete as possible, because this was essential in order to tell my story, in order to share my experience. To present and represent the American history, I needed to use all the details I had. It wasn't easy or fun to do that, but I felt obligated to tell the absolute truth.
Now, I think it would be interesting if you could tell me and the listeners, what is the American history you're talking about? Let me break it down for you. The root to everything that happened and happens is inequality. People of color are being discredited, discriminated, oppressed, and all in all just treated different.
When I say different, I say that in a negative way, because people of color are treated different compared to white people, but not only different, they're treated different in a negative way, meaning how they are treated leads to disadvantages on so many levels. This is American history. It contains racism, discrimination, and all of those things. In my book, I mentioned whips and chains. These are symbols for control coming from above and pain that is coming from below. This symbol represents not only the control that I received and the pain I felt, but rather the control and pain all Americans have received and given. This goes both ways. It is not only about people who are controlled, but also about people who control. It is not only about people who experience pain, but also about people who cause pain. Let me give you another example. My violin. I used my violin as a symbol too. I used it as a part of my personality. It is a part of me. During my years in captivity, my violin was taken away, but the important point is, I have never unlearned how to play the violin. No one was able to take this away. This is another thing that we can extend on American history. Look at it this way. Our culture, our love, our community, no one, not a single soul, can take this away. Even if they tried, they might come close or might be able to do it temporarily, but we will naturally always find our way back to ourselves. Well said, Solomon. This makes it very simple to understand after we have talked about the main aspects of your book. How do you see your message or your messages represented in the movie? Was the movie adequate? To start off, I want to thank Steve McQueen, the producer of the movie, for using another channel to give my story a stage to be presented and to be recognized. I've actually watched the movie quite a few times now, and believe it or not, every single time at the very end, when Chivetel Ejiofor, who plays me, as weird as it sounds, comes home and is reunited to my family, I tear up. It is made so powerful and well presented. Now, let's build the connection to the American history here too. I do believe McQueen represented the American history, but not the same way I did. He changed the story up a little bit, which is okay, but it changed also the American history I was talking about to the American history he is talking about. But don't get me wrong, I do not say that to sound bitter. It is the exact opposite. I am proud and honored that my story is used in order for other black people to voice their opinion. The movie shows sort of how it was back then, and this is definitely a step in the right direction. So, yes, the movie is adequate, and matter of fact, I planned on watching it tonight again. That is wonderful, Solomon. I'm glad that this is your point of view, and I think this is a big thing for our listeners. American history. Everyone has to educate themselves and needs to understand what has happened, but also, very important, what is happening right now, right here in the US, on this earth. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners? Well, there actually is. If you are privileged in this world, realize it, act on it, and don't wait for change to come. Start the change. You are the privileged. You are the one who has to make a step in the direction of equality. Be conscious of who you are and what that means. Be yourself, embrace yourself, and stay yourself. Thank you. inspiring words, Solomon. Thank you so much for being here. I'm certain our listeners have learned something new and have seen the world through a different pair of glasses. Thanks. Unfortunately, that is the end of today's episode. I hope you have enjoyed listening to this educative interview. Our follower of the week is Michael Rauschenbach. Greetings to you. Turn on and tune in next time. With that being said, goodbye. This interview is completely imaginary, and all of the told opinions, beliefs, or thoughts are totally made up. This is not meant to do any harm or to be disrespectful to Solomon Northup, his family, nor his story. It is rather meant to be honoring him, his family, and his story.